take care of the minutes, and the hours will take care of themselves. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's audio, we have some helpful tips that you can use when it comes to effective time management. Enjoy.
Everybody I spoke to talked about carrying a notebook. You know, Richard Branson has written about it over and over again. He says the single most important possession is his little notebook. That's how he built, you know, the Virgin brand. You know, there's all these people that I interviewed that just swear by this power of jotting down little notes, whether it's journaling or notes from meetings or words of wisdom from the books they read, but it just really changes their life.
Yeah, and one of the things that David Allen always says is that our minds are best used for processing different ideas, not to hold on to information. You'd be surprised when you start carrying around a notebook with you just how much information comes into your mind that you want to capture. Now, when you start capturing that information, you realize, holy crap, I've been holding on to so many good like pieces of information, and it's just been gone. Like, I just lose it, or I hold on to it, and it just ruins the ability to allow your mind to free itself up to process new information, which is the best state for your mind to be in. Golden nugget number 7, control your inbox.
To be honest, many of us use our email inbox and text messages and other social media apps as a form of procrastination, as a form of a little reward. It releases dopamine. It's kind of like pulling that handle on a slot machine. It's got to be something good. And all of these companies out there and other people in our lives, they want our attention. And that's fine, but it can get in the way of our productivity. So the bottom line is, shut off the notifications on your phone on everything. It's okay to go to email or messages and all of that, but do it when you want to do it, not because someone else is calling you, kind of like Pavlov's dog, you know, ringing a bell and I'm reaching for my phone. I process email like anything else 3 times a day, morning, noon, and night. Now, again, the number's not so important, Ryan. I mean, you know, I know people who only process it once a week or once a day, and others, people will tell me, hey, I'm a stockbroker or whatever, I need to get back to people all the time. Fine, process it every 30 minutes or 15 minutes. The idea is to be intentional about it.
Shut off the notifications. So if you're out there and you haven't shut off your email notifications, what are you waiting for? I've done that a long time ago. I shut it off because it's just distraction. Golden nugget number 8, schedule and attend meetings as a last resort.
Now, we can't all, you know, be like Mark Cuban and just say no to our boss and other people with meetings. Right. We can say no much more often. We can say no to a lot of meetings. We could say no to meetings before noon. Like, let's keep our deep work in the morning, then our collaborative work in the afternoon. And if you have to say yes to a meeting, say no to long meetings. Richard Branson again says there's few meetings that need to last more than 5 or 10 minutes. And so that's just the idea. Let's say no as often as possible, at least one day a week, say no, and then try to say no to long meetings.
Absolutely. And that actually, you know what? That breaks us into the next golden nugget, golden nugget number 9. Say no to everything that doesn't support your immediate goals.
They're not being rude, but the most highly successful people, they know what their values are, their goals are, and they fill their calendar with things that'll get there. And that doesn't leave time for a lot of other things. You know, we're raised from being really young to like, hey, you know, you want to be liked, so you want to help people. You're told it's nice to help people. You don't want to be rude. What's helpful to me is when I realized that every time I say yes to something, I'm actually saying no to another thing or many things.
I got myself into so much trouble, man, because I like to be liked. And so I would say yes to people all the time, even though I knew by saying yes, it would screw up my schedule. I'd have to push other things back. In the back of my head, I was like, you're not going to do this anymore. You're not going to go to the gym. Your whole schedule's thrown off course. Getting good at saying no and doing it in a very polite way, in a delicate way, is something that a lot of you out there have to do. Golden nugget number 10, follow the powerful Pareto principle.
Yeah, Pareto principle is more commonly known as the 80-20 rule. And it's this idea that most of the results in almost any activity, 80% of the results, comes from about 20% of the activity. So it's just really pausing, slowing down, and looking at, with all the work that you're doing to build your business, to get your work done, you know, what are the handful of tasks that are getting you most of your results? Just focus on those things.
Gold nugget number 11, focus on your unique strengths and passion.
We really need to remember the power of delegation. You know, I'm a perfectionist, so nobody can do anything as good as I can. You know, I've got to do everything to do it right. And the reality, Ryan, is that might be true, but we have to realize, again, think about that 80-20 rule. This feeds into this, that yes, if I delegate it to someone on my team, maybe it's not going to be perfect, but if it's 80% to perfect, I need to be okay with that and let it go, because now that just freed up all of my time.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.